Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the Different Strokes Effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
It takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Tave.
Oh, Jade. Yeah. RuPaul was so splendid last night.
I mean, she's basically your spiritual leader, correct?
I've said over and over again, I was so inspired. I was so touched, after reading Ru's book and, you know, watching RuPaul's Drag Race for, like, what, four seasons now? Mm-hmm. You know, I love that positive energy and, you know, that sass, that humor has rubbed off on me. So it was just such a moment for me to go to the GH last night and, you know, see Ru in person. So, But Jade, speaking of highlights, somebody got a surprise over the weekend.
Yes. Dave, I went to what I thought was my sister's engagement party, but was actually her wedding.
Talk about like giving someone some notice. Like, come on.
Yes.
Did anyone just go, pause the tape, what's going on here?
It was a bit of a shock, Dave. It was a bit of a shock. And it wasn't like we all walked in and suddenly it was a wedding. There was no setup like it was a wedding. It was set up like it was an engagement party. It wasn't until, you know, about 15, 20 minutes into the party when, you know, some woman gets up and says, well, you think that you're here for an engagement party, you're really here for a wedding.
You just got pumped.
Yes.
Typical reality show twist.
My poor Nan, who Twitter followers will know quite well because I tweet often what she says, she has had heart problems in the past. She was shaking her hands, you know, shaking. She was quite upset. You know, of course she was very happy, but, you know, and then of course she kept going on about how she had only brought an engagement card, not a wedding card. You know,
old people like
process.
Yeah.
they have
don't try to skip a step.
They have expectations of things.
And they think about things for a very long time.
Yes.
So if you told her that she was going to an engagement party in like 2 weeks, she probably would have started thinking about it, started picking her outfits.
Yes.
What kind of, you know, dish will be served.
Well, she was very upset because, you know, she obviously had the wrong card. She didn't have the right, you know, her outfit. She at one point contemplated another outfit that was a bit less formal. You know, she would have gone more formal.
And, you know, your Nan might have been saving a special outfit for your sister's wedding. And now she might not be able to wear it.
It's a big day when your grandkids get married.
Oh, I really feel for your Nan now. But to be honest, if somebody had done that to me, I would have just gone, no, I don't think I'm ready for this.
Yeah.
Can we do this another time? which is why it's always important to dress nice.
But you know what? I quite enjoyed that. That's the way it went down.
That was a bit more casual?
It was a bit more casual. I think everyone, you know, there was not that pretense. And, you know, in terms of all the vows and all of that, it was all very relaxed. And everyone was just kind of you know, of course everyone was in absolute shock, but mm-hmm. everyone was so excited and so, you know, it was such a joyful atmosphere.
Oh, that's what's important.
Everyone wasn't necessarily on their best behaviour. You know, at weddings you feel like you're a bit more formal and stiff. It didn't have that vibe.
No, because people were probably coming in their jeans. They were probably
There were at least six people in jeans. Why do I know, Dave? I count these things because I would prefer to be in jeans.
But you got told not to wear jeans.
Yes, my mother told me not to wear jeans.
And your mother knew something was up.
My mom knew.
You should have pressed a little further and go, now, why again am I not allowed to wear jeans?
Well, because, you know, obviously she didn't want for, you know, all of time for me to be standing next to my sister in jeans while she's in her wedding dress.
You know, mums know a lot more than, yeah, we give them credit for sometimes.
Yeah.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Now, Jade, very special here in the studio with us tonight. Well, in spirit, on the line, if you will, Miss mm-hmm. Ellen Lavon.
Yay!
How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, great. Wonderful That's to have good. You back and wonderful Thank to have you. Promoting Aww. Your second single.
Yeah, I'm so excited. You guys like it?
I am loving it. I was just telling Jade before that I don't know if I should I confess, Jade?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, confess.
Yeah.
I have been strutting to your new single, Like a Girl in Love. Like a crazy mother.
And how high were the heels?
Just corporate work shoes, darling.
Oh, damn.
I'm
Can
still
you please film yourself in heels and then send it to me? Please.
I'll do it just for you, Ellen. Just to see me pound the pavement to your new single.
I promise now, you have to do it.
I remember the first time I ever saw Dave in heels, and he came just kind of strutting down Federation Square in heels.
Was that his first time?
Well, I don't know if it was his first time, but
yes, it was.
That would be bad.
And it was like for a birthday party, and he announced it like he was arriving. It was just amazing.
You can hear me from a mile away because I was clumping so loud. Now let's talk about the new single, Like a Girl in Love.
Yeah.
It's produced by James Ash from Rogue Traders.
Yeah, James Ash from the Rogue Traders and his wife Melinda, and basically I got set up to work with them in their little studio, actually in Melbourne.
Ooh.
And I flew up for the day and we recorded it, and then I went home and then we got it sent to us and it sounded really cool and we all really liked it and we decided on it to be the second single.
Now, I mean, it's an unapologetic dance record, which is such a swing from something urban like your first single, Naughty. Was that deliberate?
I mean, I feel like as a pop artist, like, you kind of experience a few different genres. And I feel like for pop at the moment, it kind of is going into that dance, synthy, like, phase. I think it's really cool to stick with what's going on at the moment, as well as trying out different things and seeing what the public likes.
Now, as an artist, as a music fan yourself, which do you prefer? Do you prefer making more urban pop stuff, or do you like going straight up dance?
I like doing both. I really do like doing both, but I think it would be more of an urban pop, for sure.
You've got that swag. I can tell. I can see. I've seen you dance. You got the swag.
Thank you.
Now, you shot the video in Cambodia. What was that like?
Oh, my God. It was absolutely unbelievable. That was actually at an abandoned zoo, and there was a camel that was just in his little own kind of little territory, and he didn't have, you know, it was really sad as well. Like, and then there was a lion and a lioness, and they were just abandoned. It was quite sad, and they get fed every day, but they don't really have any space to exercise. It was sad. Yeah.
Maybe next time you go back, you can just buy the zoo and...
maybe. Well, we're hopefully going to go back there and help out with the orphanages and stuff like that. Like, just the state they live in, they're just so welcoming and so happy, and it was just really, really, really nice.
Now, I heard that you recorded a song in Chinese.
Yes, I did.
Please explain how that came about.
That was very, very interesting and challenging. Basically, I wrote a song with Brian McFadden and Robert Connolly, and it's called Sunburns Out. My management and I sat down, and we kind of just discussed, and we were like, this would be a perfect song for, like, maybe for China, because I went to the Beijing Spring Festival to perform. And we kind of just decided that I should learn the second verse and the chorus in Mandarin.
So do you speak Mandarin?
No. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait, I can say this. And that means, what does that mean again? Oh, I don't even know.
It means Happy New Year.
It means, yeah, Happy New Year. Yeah. And, like, well-being something.
Isn't she cute, Jay?
I didn't even know, like, I knew, like, my lyrics of the song, but I had no idea what I was singing. So my teacher could have taught me anything. I could have been saying anything up there.
You're working on an album. How's it coming along, and when can we expect it?
Well, I mean, I'm working on songs in general. Like, I'm not kind of putting my foot down. So, you know, I'm always in the works towards one. Like, I'm not really setting myself out for one, like, straight away. But definitely always working towards one. So, yeah.
So, Dave, are you actually going to follow through on your the request from Eleanor Vaughan to wear heels and strut to her music?
You know what? If that single does not debut in the ARIA Top 50, I might have to pull out some trickery. Like, really, one queen, you know, dancing and strutting to her single is really going to lift the game.
Yeah, I think let's see if the Different Strokes bump is in fact real.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to work hard for this Different Strokes bump. It's Different Strokes bump and blisters.
Yeah.
But in any case, Ellen Lavon's new single, Like a Girl in Love, is out now, so make sure you go support the girl, support some local Aussie talent.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Dave, you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave, I had been hearing about this so-called adult glee for some time now, and I thought, oh, okay, well, you know, let's have a look at what this is.
To be fair, this actually, Smash, the TV show that we're about to talk about, actually sounds like a show that I would watch.
Yes.
Like, it sits more on the camp side of Different Strokes than the geek side of Different Strokes. So I'm really interested to see you bring it from your perspective.
Well, you know, and Dave, I do actually try to occasionally, like, particularly with TV, knowing that you don't watch a lot of TV, I do actually try and come
represent
up, I do try and come up with shows that maybe I wouldn't necessarily watch, but you know, I'll give it a go because I can kind of see it might appeal to Dave.
You're looking out for me.
Yeah, and maybe we can talk about it, and you know,
and hopefully, you know, he can take a break from watching RuPaul's Drag Race a little while just to check this out,
because you know, all he ever lists in his highlights is RuPaul. You know, whatever she's doing on Drag Race this year. No other TV highlights.
No other TV highlights
exist.
Might
as well just have one show on TV. Anyways, Dave.
But yeah, adult version of Glee, they say.
I don't see adult version of Glee in this, Dave. The similarity is there are songs used to tell a story. There are songs sung during the show. That is effectively where it ends.
Oh, and the fact that it's American.
It's American.
It's got some, you know, pretty big names here, though. Yeah.
Yes. So basically, Dave, the show is, it's basically revolves around a group of characters that are working on a Broadway musical that's based on Marilyn Monroe.
Mm.
So there's like all the behind scenes stuff. So there's the two writers, there's the producer, there's a director, and then there's two stars of the show who, you know, there's the, I guess the first, we've had three episodes here, Dave. It started in early February in America, so they've had five episodes maybe. So the first three episodes really were setting up the audition process. There are two girls fighting it out to play the lead role of Marilyn. The first one, you know, has been on Broadway a long time and very much looks like Marilyn, has that whole, you know...
So she feels like she was born to play Marilyn Monroe.
Exactly. You know, she's paid her dues, all of that. The second is a more naive beginner. She hasn't had any experience, but, you know...
And this one's played by Catherine McPhee.
Yes, who apparently was in Idol or something.
Yeah, she's an American Idol country star. I mean, she's not on Carrie Underwood's level of fame.
Yeah.
But, you know, Catherine McPhee isn't exactly, you know, waitressing at a diner. She's doing all right. Her sales are doing all right.
Yeah, so she's playing this kind of naive, you know, new starter to the industry.
And she's a brunette.
She's a brunette. She doesn't necessarily look like Marilyn at all, but there's something about her that, you know, they see as having an essence.
This is so totally down Burlesque road. If anyone's watched the movie Burlesque, hello, I am on the gay and lesbian radio station.
I've never seen it, Dave, if that makes you feel better.
A movie with Cher and Christina Aguilera. Has any gays seen this film?
I think maybe gays were the only audience for that film.
But I feel like watching the trailer for Smash, yeah, is definitely, you know, an essence of Burlesque, a little bit of Coyote Ugly, a bit of Mariah Carey's Glitter.
Yeah, and there's a bit of choreography and all of that kind of stuff is happening.
Razzle dazzle.
But there is most of it, primarily the story is about the characters and the behind the scenes stuff.
Mm.
So, you know, you get to see Deborah Messing, who is famous for playing Grace and Will and Grace, is in it.
Another show that gays never watch.
she plays one of the writers. She's got her whole family, you know, her family situation. So you see that. Plus you see her relationship with her co-writer, who's a gay guy called Tom. And Tom has this new assistant that doesn't get along with Julia, who is played by
Deborah Messing.
And Angelica Houston is in it.
Angelica Houston came out of the grave or somewhere. Like, where has she been?
I don't know, Dave.
The funny thing about Angelica Houston is that, Jade, 13 years ago, mm-hmm, when my family first moved to Australia, I was in primary school at the time.
Mm-hmm.
This was in Perth. And my English teacher at school asked me who my favorite actress was.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone says something like Katie Holmes, Sarah Michelle Gellar, you know, those, yeah, type of girls. I said Angelica Houston.
Was it the Addams Family or something else?
It had to be the Addams Family. What else had Angelica Houston done that a teenage boy would know? You know?
I thought it was an excellent choice there, Dave. Anyways, but I've also read, Dave, that coming up, Uma Thurman is going to be in it for a short period of time, because one of the big sort of subplots in this show, Dave, is that they're not going with a star to play the lead role. They're going with someone who's not known, you know, because they start bandying around Broadway style names that you would know someone like Kristen Chenoweth, and saying,
amazing,
we're not going to go with a Kristen Chenoweth or someone who is known. We're going to go with an unknown. I think you would really like this.
Do you think so?
Because
I wasn't sold when I watched a trailer, but look, we have a text here from Warwick who says, Smash is up to the fifth episode at the moment. It's an amazing show, a must watch.
It is getting rave reviews in the US. NBC is the station that is doing it in the US, who's, you know, very famous for some big comedies that we're big fans of, like 30 Rock and Parks and Rec.
Mm.
They have poured a lot of money into it, Dave.
Oh, it looks like the type of show that would have a lot of money. I mean, Steven Spielberg is
very involved. He's one of the producers of the show.
Mm.
Apparently, it was one of his idea. Very interested to see where it goes. It is a bit too much like straight drama for me.
Oh,
which
no,
is why,
really?
I think that you would like it.
Okay, I'm here for drama. Here for drama.
Because in some ways, it really reminds me, the style of drama reminds me a bit of The Good Wife.
Oh, you know I live for The Good Wife.
And so it's like, you know, at the moment I'm finishing off. A couple of weeks ago I talked about Homeland, and I started watching Homeland just because of this show, and I got completely addicted. Completely different style of drama to this. This is, you know, it's got sort of that soapy element to it, but not as cheesy, but that kind of, you know, there are these plots going on that when you describe them can sometimes sound soapy, about you can see revenge coming, you know, all of that.
Jade, we've got another endorsement here from Andrew the Apprentice from Joy's very own Hide and Seek.
Yeah.
He said, have seen the first several episodes of Smash and he thinks it's fantastic.
There you go.
I need to get on board because, I mean, this is not Jade. This is beyond the realm of Jade pushing this on me. This is all our strokers. two people have texted in, so, well, it must be. It must be good.
And, I mean, Dave, I think another endorsement of it is the fact that it's already getting played on TV here, despite the fact it's only just started in the US. We're only, you know, two episodes behind. It is on pay TV, though, so...
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Have to find my way.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, when I was in the US a month back, all I heard about was Pinterest. So
Pinterest was getting a lot of interest.
Yes.
I'm so funny.
That was a dad joke, Dave.
It was pretty bad.
So at that time, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to keep my ear to the ground on this one because it's got online segment written all over it. But you've checked it out?
Yes, Jade. So basically, Pinterest, it was really interesting that I brought it up because I kind of saw something on it on Mashable or something like that. And I talked to you about it and you were like, oh, yes, that's been on my radar.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know of a lot of Australians. I don't know of a lot of people in our circles here down under that might be onto Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe at the moment it's more of an American thing.
I think so. I mean, Dave, it connects into your Facebook and Twitter, right?
Yeah.
So much of my Facebook feed is people who are friends of mine who live in the US posting their Pinterest. And what I found really interesting, Dave, is like compared to something like Tumblr or Instagram, where I feel like similar types of things, a widespread of demographic. Like
with Pinterest.
Yeah. So my girlfriend's uncle, who's, you know, in his 70s, I believe, he's on Pinterest. And then there's friends that, you know, I know through like rugby or whatever. They're on Pinterest. And then I've got other friends who are kind of in their third, you know, mid to late 30s on Pinterest.
Yeah. So basically, just to let you know what it's about, Pinterest is a pinboard style social photo website. Now, it was launched officially last March, so it's been around for like a year or so. But still, what's really interesting is that Pinterest is only invite only at the moment.
Yes.
So you can't just, you know, rock up, sign up and expect to start an account right away. You've got to be on a waiting list.
Yeah, and we were discussing this off air, Dave, because we were saying, well, why, like, obviously we see that happen a lot in beta testing, that you're not open to everyone.
Because you're still nutting it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you're still, you know, you're figuring it out how it would work. But with this, it looks like it's going to be the way it is for a long time. And it's not like, you know, you have to meet any criteria or anything like that. It's just you have to wait.
You just have to wait. They want to make you beg for it.
Yeah.
Now, basically, what you do with Pinterest is that as users, you can follow other people who post topics of similar interest to you. So you can go browse by interests like fashion, DIY crafts, design,
if
technology.
You're like me, it's something like history.
History, sports, perhaps.
Social media.
geeky stuff like that. So yeah. There's really something for everybody here.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also create your own pin boards. Now, you're not restricted to only having one pin board, you know, for your account. Like, you can have as many different types as you want. So I think the way it works is that you can kind of, you know, glean interest and, you know, kind of go look through other people's stuff and then you can repin the photos that they post.
Mm-hmm.
So you either post your own photo on your pin board or you can, you know, repin a photo that someone else has posted.
And that's where you see the similarity to something like Tumblr where it's reblogging
and all that. Yeah, no, definitely you do see that similarity there. The the thing with Pinterest is that it's such a visual website. That's what I like about it. And it gives you an opportunity as a user to kind of break things down and organize them. You know how we like to organize stuff. Well, mm-hmm. not all of us, but some of us like to organize stuff. Like, this is the box for all my ideas for when I move into my own place, the kind of lampshades I want.
That sounds like an actual box you have.
Possibly. All the IKEA catalogs. You know, that's the kind of, you know, you compartmentalize things, and Pinterest lets you do that by interest. So you can have like a fashion pin board, you know, and you can kind of borrow inspirations and ideas, and you kind of leaf through and go, oh, I really like that look, I really like this. And it's a very visual platform, and I feel like a lot of designers would find some really good use for Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of user-friendly, because you and I, we got logins.
Yeah.
We're a bit exclusive.
Well, we waited a week and got an invitation.
Real exclusive. So you and I, we got logins, and it logs in through your Twitter and Facebook, like you said before, Jade, and it's very quick. I like that it's very user-friendly in that way, that you could just go in, pick your interest, and get this, it kind of picks 10 users for you to follow,
yeah,
just off the cuff,
mm-hmm.
which I like, because in that way you instantly feel like you're already part of the world. You don't have to go and search for people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just there. Like, you go to your dashboard and you've got all this stuff and you're instantly sucked in, because it's such a visual website, Jay, that as soon as you've got people following,
mm-hmm.
or as soon as you're following someone, or I should say, you see it, and then you get sucked in. You have to reblog and you have to repin and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I kind of like it, but I look forward to seeing, you know, whether it really takes off in Australia.
Will we be talking about this at the end of the year as like one of our big movers of the year?
Our different strokes. End of year countdown. Will this make the cut as most defining? We'll have to wait and see.
Dave, it's that time again.
That's all we've got time for.
Yeah.
But Jade, before we go, I was so absolutely wrapped that you showed me this app mm-hmm. that's called Snake 97 or something. Mm-hmm. It's basically, you guys remember, like, you know, with your old phones, you used to get the Snake game.
Mm-hmm.
It was like totally low rent and totally, you know,
it was just some pixels. It's just a long line,
yeah,
that moves around the screen.
I mean, everybody played Snake on their mobile phone in high school.
You had to use your little keypad.
Yeah, remember keypads? Yeah. Hello.
You had to use your keypad to control it. Yes, they have brought it out as an app.
That is so amazing.
And
I mean,
you still have to press the right keys to get it to move the right direction.
So even though you can have a touchscreen phone, you can play Snake on your touchscreen phone, because mm-hmm. it's got this, you know, it's got the keypads there. Mm-hmm. That's too cute. I mean, I love that they're appealing to nostalgia.
Yeah.
Even though nostalgia was what, maybe less than 10 years ago?
Yeah, it is less than 10 years ago.
Yeah, technology, it moves on so quickly.
Maybe it's more than 10 years ago. Hang on. We're 2012. 15 years ago, Dave.
Okay. All right.
Way to make us feel old.
We're definitely getting old.
All right. Let's just move on, okay?
Let's not think about it. if you want to catch up with us during the week,
you
can.
Yeah, you can. We've got a blog and a podcast on our website if you go to differentstrokesonline.com. We're also on Twitter, twitter.com/diffstrokes949. And we're on Facebook, facebook.com/differentstrokesradio.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.